Hey everybody, this week on All Things Fishing, we are continuing the four-part series on lures. This episode is going to be about crankbaits. In this episode, we'll go over the different types of crankbaits, where to fish them, when to fish them, and what fish they're good for. Hey everybody, I'm excited to be recording the 45th episode of the All Things Fishing podcast this week. And this week, like I said in the introduction, we are going to be continuing the four-part series we're doing on lures. This week, just like I said last week, I am pre-recording this episode, so I have not fished in like the 5 minutes it's been since I recorded the last episode. While you guys are listening to this, I will be on vacation again. We will be at the beach. Hopefully, I will be catching fish while you guys are listening to this. So, like I said, this week is going to be this week is about lures, specifically crankbaits. So, I'll start off just like generally, crankbaits are is something you're going to use in more open water because they are less weedless for sure. You don't want to use them in heavy cover; they will get caught in basically everything. So you don't want to use them in heavy cover. So first off is a lipless crankbait. So a lipless crankbait is basically almost just like you take a bolt, like if you just took a board and then kind of carved out almost an oval shape, with more like one end more pointy than the other, but and then like put hooks on it and then gave it some like really nice action, like some really nice back and forth action. That is what a lipless crankbait is. So a lipless crankbait is a really good bass lure. They make some really, really good ones. Generally, like at Walmart, you're gonna get some around $3. Like if you go to Bass Pro Shops, they're like $8, I think. I got 2 or 3 of them at Walmart for like $3 each. Definitely worth it. You will catch fish on them for sure. Just like if you reel them in shallow water where you can see it, like wobbling back and forth, they look like they catch fish. So next is a square bill crankbait. So a square bill crankbait is something that you're going to be using for shallower water. A lipless crankbait is something that you use for, a square bill crankbait is something you use for shallow water or more shallow water because they don't dive as much as a deep diver, which we'll get to in a minute. You use square bills in shallower water, and I used to think on other episodes I've done about lures, that all crankbaits with bills. All the crankbaits with bills, the faster you reel them in, the faster they dive. And really how it is if you reel them like slow at a steady pace, that's when you really get them down to like if it's a deep diver, like a 20-foot diver, then that's when you really get them down to like their full depth capacity, basically. So next up is just like a regular crankbait or like a deep diver, something like that. Just like a regular crankbait is going to have a more rounded off bill. Then obviously a square bill. And then a deep diver is basically going to be something that has a much bigger bill. And it'll stay on the packaging when you get it. If it's a Rapala lure, it'll say like DT. If it dives at 10 feet, it'll be like DT10. 10 feet, like 10 being the 10 feet, and then DT being dives to 10 feet. So that's how that works. So a deep diver is something you use in like really deep water when you're like, if you have like electronics on your boat, like if you have a sonar or a fish finder or something like that, if you get on a school of fish, like you find this fish on your screen, then that's when you're gonna be throwing like a deep diver in deeper water. If you get your sonar tuned in to like the right setting, then you can like you'll be able to see your lure on the screen, and you can see when it's going right through the school fish, and that's when you're gonna start catching things. So next up is a jerkbait. So a jerkbait is technically doesn't have crankbait crank in the name, but it is still a crankbait. And basically, it is more of like it's like about the length of a pen. Like it'll be usually like a bit shorter of a like pencil. Basically, it'll look more like a minnow, pretty good sized minnow. It'll have a much shorter bill. And what you do with that is you just kind of like, just like the name says, like the name in jerkbait, you cast it out, you reel it a bit and then you jerk it, and then you reel it a little bit and then you jerk it, and basically that is gonna signal to the fish that that fish is, that the your minnow or your lure is dying, and that's gonna be an easy meal for him. So next is a jointed swim bait. So a jointed swim bait, I really could not find anywhere else to put it. It's not a crankbait at all. I don't There's not like enough types of them to have a whole episode just about lipless crankbait, or sorry, just about jointed swim baits. But yeah, so a jointed swim bait is basically something that has it's gonna have like 4 or 5 joints, sometimes more depending on how big it is. And it kind of, like, these are the most realistic types of lures you can get. They don't catch the most fish, but they look the most like real fish. So it'll basically be something that looks like a real fish, cut up into sections, and then those sections are attached by like wire or something like that can easily be like moved. And as you reel through the water, those sections will move just like a natural, like an actual fish swimming back and forth. So a jointed swim bait is something you're going to be using in like again deeper water because they sink. You're going to be getting them down to like pretty deep depths. And again, just like a deep diver, you're going to be like finding those schools of fish, and just keep casting in the same spot. You'll eventually catch something. So that's all for crankbaits. Now for my favorite crankbait, this was pretty close to the things on this list. So even though it's not a crankbait, I really, really like jointed swim baits just because of that action. But I do like lipless crankbaits better. I've caught some fish on lipless crankbaits. I've actually not caught anything on jointed swim baits. Yeah, so altogether, lipless crankbaits are my favorite types of crankbaits. So again, just like I said in the last episode, I probably forgot some types of crankbaits. There's much fewer types of crankbaits than there are topwater lures. Topwater is a much bigger category. Yeah, so anyway, I probably forgot something. So yeah, I'm not a professional fisherman. I don't know all the types of lures that are like were ever made. These are just the ones that I use. These are the ones that I know. These are the ones that I know catch fish. So next week on All Things Fishing, we'll be continuing the 4-part series about lures. And next week is going to be about spinners, sorry, spinner baits, spinners, and jigs.